Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Citizens, to Liberty Tales from the Tower. As your media director, it is my privilege to inform you that the following stories may contain content some listeners will certainly find disturbing. A warm welcome to all our listeners from the staff here at AB3. It is a special night indeed, and we are happy to entertain those citizens who excitedly await the upcoming opening of the Night Adventure and Entertainment Expo. So, wait your turn and join us for the tales ahead. But before we bring you tonight's entertainment, we have an endorsement by our very own Aurelia.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Greetings, citizens. Today, the Department of Public Affairs Broadcast Division would like to recommend another show for your entertainment. Set on the distant red world of Mars, the story of Mars Fall follows some of the planet's first colonists. Led by their fearless commander, Jackie Orania, and assisted by the colonial artificial intelligence, Andy, the colonists strive to make a new home for humanity on this harsh frontier. Each episode continues the story from a different character's perspective as a deeper mystery unfolds around them. Search for Marsfall in all of your broadcast and podcasting apps.
Thank you, Aurelia. And now, without delay, we have a tale of terror from our own in-tower archivist, Caitlin Statz. Be sure to grab your ticket for the expo, plan for the adventures and rides ahead, and prepare for the Archon.
Did you hear that one, Amelius?
Spurious, I think if I hear that announcement again, I'm going to start destroying displays, not cleaning them.
No worries. I only have a few more to test.
That doesn't explain why you always test the ones near me. You're doing it on purpose.
I am. I really am. So, are you excited for the expo tomorrow?
No. This is my favorite part. No one is here yet. Everything is empty. Most of it is automated. All of it is ours. We might have to deal with the literal shit of Atreus, but this is not a benefit I expected when I chose this line of work.
Yeah, landing my job here as a mechanical attendant was a boon. Far superior to my job back in the mines.
Yeah. It all opens in the morning. Then the real hard work begins. Events like these always bring out the worst in citizens.
Do not even think about that right now. Tonight, just a little more work, and you can just enjoy the rides.
Yeah.
I can turn on anything run by the main panel here in my booth. So, just enjoy, huh? What do you have left to do?
Last on the list is a virtual reality simulator, the Archon's Escape. Trajan was supposed to get it done a few hours ago, but it never got marked as completed.
Ooh, the Archon's escape. I've been on that one. I can control most of that from here, too. You know, my cousin's boyfriend helped with the effect executions on that one. They turned out perfect.
Then Trajan's loss is my gain. I'll give it a go once I get done with my list. I have, not a lot. Clean the queue spaces, bathrooms, landing centers, and all the seats of the cars. Not too much. What's it supposed to be about?
No, I don't want to spoil it for you.
It's not spoiling to tell me what it's about. Give me a trailer or what to expect.
Fine. Okay, so this one covers the Archon's actions during the Great Siege in 312. She led a covert mission into the Separatist territories to destroy a chemical weapons factory aimed at creating chemical weapons. It's, intense. You'll enjoy it.
Well, I am here, so I may as well get started. It will be so late before I get out of here.
I won't be leaving until you do, so hurry with it.
Yeah. They should just install in-wall vacuums in these places.
Well, these are not permanent buildings, so they're built for easy assembly and disassembly. You want me to turn on the room story while you're in there?
Sure. The displays are cool enough. Reeve looked like she could kick some serious ass back in year zero.
Oh, she could, man. Fringer heads rolling down the roads.
Back in year zero, they were called Separatists.
Okay. Enjoy the educational entertainment, my friend.
During the struggles of year zero, when the Separatists pushed the citizens of Atreus back to the inner districts, our forces lost leader after leader. Each fell by the hand of treachery or defeat, and our great city lost hope. It was then, huddled within the inner districts, hungry and under siege, that Lieutenant Decima Reeve assumed command. Under her leadership, the forces loyal to Atreus rallied, setting up defensive perimeters around the central city district. She and her second lieutenant, Jacob West, led our citizens and forces against the rebellion, salvaging needed supplies and establishing a strong base that would grow into the city.
Spurious, are you still there?
Yeah.
Afterwards, in a time I'm done with this room. You can shut it down and turn on the one in the next room.
Will do.
In the years to come, Atreus grew and prospered while Separatists fell to infighting. We created and maintained core systems, feeding our citizens with growing meal production and protecting the city with quality ammunition. Those beyond the wall stole from and destroyed the functional parts of their occupied sectors, depleting their access to resources. Our prosperity did not go unnoticed by the Separatists, and in year 17, the newly formed Separatist Fractional Parliament banded together to attack our citizens.
This is always my favorite as a kid, the whole reunification of the inner districts under the Archon. I always loved acting it out with my cousin.
Were you the Archon?
Reeve, yes, I played the Archon. Gun at the ready, triumphant on the corpses of Separatists.
Your cousin?
No, he played Prime Director West. He enjoyed the drama of death. He's in broadcast now, should have seen that coming.
Would I know him from anything?
He plays Thaddeus in the Far Walls. Not a lead character, but he's in almost every episode.
No, I don't watch that one. I saw some with my old boyfriend, but I just don't pay attention well enough to follow the plots of those dramas. Too much going on.
Okay, I am done in here. Shut this one down and let's move on to the next one.
Will do.
And so now, with the inner districts under Atrian control...
My family still has the old video recording our ancestors made during the expansion war.
Reconstruction and repopulation. So, video from the front lines or something?
No, nothing so impressive. She was one of the miners and engineers responsible for sourcing and construction of the new walls. She couldn't fight because she just delivered a son, who I think is my great-great-great-great-grandfather or something. You can see him tied to her back while she's giving orders for the construction. Atrians back then were tougher than the wall itself.
They had to be.
Yeah.
Constant invasions, plots against our Archon, sabotaged meal manufacturing facilities. Every day was a fight.
I'm done here. You can shut it down and turn on the next one.
Really? You only got through about half the commentary.
I know the story. I just want to get on the ride.
All right. Next one coming up.
The year 240 saw the surprise beginning of the 11-Day War. With years to regroup and scheme, the new Great Front Council led a unified front of Separatists to swiftly attack Atreus. As the fighting dragged on, the boundaries of Atreus were constantly shifting. The struggle for districts was fought meter by meter, and Archon Reeve devised a plan to end the ongoing loss of life. She and her specialist Reaver teams made their way into Separatist territories, and there she faced the Great Front Council, solidifying a deal that led to the war's quick end. An uneasy peace endured until the Great Siege of 312.
Okay, this is the last Q room, and it looks clean enough for opening. Can you get some of the cars in the track?
Yes, I can. Stand clear of the track, and here they come.
Looks like Trajan already cleaned these.
I'll send the next set in. Stand back.
Okay, these could use a bit of dusting. Can you lift the harness bars?
Can do. Once the bars lift, though, the safety announcement starts.
Okay, lift them.
Welcome to the Archon's Escape Experience. Once you are seated in the car, please pull the safety
belt
down around your shoulders.
Send the next ones in.
Will do.
An attendant will check your harness before departure. Welcome to the Archon's Escape Experience. Once you are seated in the car, please pull the safety bar down around your shoulders until you are securely situated.
Done. Spurious, do you have everything ready to run the program? I grabbed the headset. Is that all I need?
Yes. Are you ready? Do you have more to get done?
I'll do it once I get off the ride. I'll fall asleep if I don't do something.
All right. Well, just check that your harness is tight. As tight as you can go. Ready?
Absolutely.
Hey, soldier. Glad to see you and your platoon made it here alive. All right, Archon Reeve is waiting for us to regroup, and then we leave for the Separatist territories. Got it? Keep up now. It's a war zone out there. On my mark, go! Stay with me, come on. We need to get to the regroup point. Get down! Are you hurt? You look fine. Come on. Let's get there before they send in more reinforcements.
Rank and ID code now, or I put a bullet in your brain.
Lieutenant Marlin, ID A4534T of the Archon's militia. And I brought the new recruits.
Get them in. Hurry. The Archon is already here and is ready for the announcement. This looks like a fast job.
Archon.
We're on a timer. Go.
We cannot continue to lose vital ground. But more so, we must protect the lives of our citizens. The Separatists have developed this, a modified water treatment facility, currently in operation as a chemical weapons manufacturing site, and it is just on the other side of the wall. Our recent reconnaissance has confirmed the development of a chemical with the ability to breach our inner district filters, and we need to stop it tonight. At any moment, the door could break down. At any moment, another wave of reinforcements could arrive. At any moment, Atreus could be overrun, but at no point will Atreans lay down arms. At no point will we surrender, and at no point will we stop fighting for our lives. Our information tells us that tomorrow, the production of the chemical agent will be completed, so we have less than 8 hours to destroy this facility. Everyone has been given their assignments. Now, a route via the tunnels has been secured. Let's go. You, soldier, are in my demolition group. Take these explosives and stay with me.
Yes, Archon. So it seems like we're together on this now, huh? I'll be honest. We may not make it out alive, so remember, this is for Atreus. Now get down in that sewer!
Everyone, halt. Separatists, up ahead.
Starving better
stay
right
quiet.
Now. Starving. Any in my business. What?
Never saw us coming. We're nearly there.
I never thought I would serve with the Archon.
And this
I
is awesome.
Happy to die for her and Atreus.
What about you, soldier?
Everyone, this is the path up. First team, go up and secure the point. Second team, push out and secure a wider perimeter. Third team, begin the sweep of floors bottom to top. Fourth team, top to bottom. Fifth team, with me. We will set the explosives on the structural weak points. Go!
Go!
have three key points at which to set explosives. The top floor is still unsecure, so we will start on level 1, then level 5, then level 7. Keep up and stay alert. Hey, get here! Whoa. Watch out!
Grab onto something!
Help! Help! He'll be fine! He can swim!
We cannot pause. Push forward! Atreus depends on us!
You'll never see Atreus again.
On your own! Are you hit?
No.
Get up, soldier. There, place the first charge. They have not had time to use the stairs as a choke point, so move it.
Come on.
We only have one left to place, and the weak point is in the next room. I am sorry to say we have lost most of our brave militia here today, but those of you who remain need to know, once we set this charge, we have 3 minutes to get out of this building. We cannot go back downstairs, not with the Separatist reinforcements coming up. Plant the charge, and then we head for the window. Repel down and stay alert. No one will expect us to be leaving through the window, but repelling asses are easy targets. Now go!
Stop right there! You're not gonna shut this down. Not after all the work.
Last charge set. Atreans, fall back to the wall. Go! Go!
We did it! But time is running!
No!
We cannot help him now. Grab him and get to the ground. Hurry! The building is going to go! Quite the escape, soldier. But for now, our citizens are a little safer. Thank you. And Atreus endures. For now, our citizens are a little safer. Thank you. And Atreus endures.
That was amazing. Spurious, you weren't wrong.
Quite the escape, soldier. But for now,
man, they really make you feel the heat from that explosion.
Thank you.
And the mist in the sewer.
Atreus endures. But for now, our citizens are a little safer.
Spurious, my car is not going to the return track. It's headed to the maintenance track. Could you flip the switch? Spurious? Spurious, can you release the harness locks?
We hope you have enjoyed the experience.
It's not over.
In
Sorry.
This part of history and many others, our great Archon saved Atreus. She has led the charge for our safety,
could have designed this part a bit better,
and progress.
A bit dark.
And so we turn to you, citizen. How have you served Atreus? How have you proven your loyalty, your worth to our great Archon?
Ah, man.
Spurious, turn that off.
By enjoying life every day, you have received the blessing of the Archon.
Blessing? What?
So, I ask again, citizen. Like those who gave up their safety, their lives, and their passions to serve the valiant Reeve, what have you given?
What the scrap is
this?
What
will you offer in praise of her glory?
Let me down! Spurious, open the bar!
Give back to her. To our city. What do you choose in self-sacrifice? What do you offer up?
What are you talking about? This is crazy!
Get out of there! I lost control of the rock.
Spurious! Spurious, I can't understand you! Get me out of here! Fuck, my cart's gonna hit another cart! Shit! Is that you, Trajan? Trajan, are you okay? Trajan, are you okay? Spurious, get me out of here! Trajan's dead!
Get out of there! I'll try to unlock the harness. You've gotta leave.
Fuck!
This man chose not to give to Atreus, not to pour forth his devotion to our Archon, and he was not permitted to live under the blessing of the Archon.
I love the Archon. I do. I love Atreus. Reeve is my hero, my idol. Look, do you want meal? I don't have a lot, but you can take it all. Please. I'm a model citizen. I love my job. Let me go. What do you want?
The Archon has no need for your meal, but we cannot choose for you. You must choose to self-sacrifice, or you too will be deemed unworthy of the blessing of the Archon.
What?
Get out of here.
Spurious, man. Thank you. Thank you. What the fuck was that? Trajan's dead, right? The body was real? Spurious? Spurious? Spurious, talk to me.
Why would... I don't...
Fuck. I'm coming to the control booth. Stay there. Spurious, where are you? Hello, TCO. This is Citizen Alias Cop. I'm at the Night Expo grounds. Something is wrong. Send help.
Citizen, is someone in danger?
Spurious, are you doing that? Turn on the one nearest to you. Spurious?
Citizen, it sounds like someone may be in danger. We'll dispatch aid to your location.
Keep playing the displays. I'll find you. Spurious!
Can you tell me how many people are in danger? Or who is there?
Spurious is missing. Someone tried to kill me. I think they have. Okay, next to the display, Spurious. Where are you? Spurious, where are you?
Welcome to Scribes, Games, and the Triumphs of the Past, the Excellence of the Present.
What?
Welcome to Triumphs, Games, and Discover the Present. Welcome to Triumphs.
What?
Do not wander off by
yourself.
Shut up! Find a well-lit area and wait for
Shut up, I'm thinking!
Welcome to Triumphs, Games.
Try Games Cover.
Welcome to Triumphs.
I'm looking, man. Spurious. Investigators, send them to the games aisle. I found him. He's hurt. Spurious, thank you for saving me. I'm so sorry. Are you okay? Say something. Come on.
Why did you...
Spurious? Where the fuck's your tongue?
How did you...
It's gonna be okay.
Thank you for listening to the Liberty Podcast. If you would like early access to episodes and bonus content, join fellow citizens on our Fool and Scholar Patreon at patreon.com. This episode of Tales from the Tower was written by Caitlin Statz, co-created and produced by Travis Vengroff, and mixed by Brandon Strader. For the Archon was read by Travis Vengroff, Peter Joseph Lewis, Caitlin Statz, Diane Casanova, Lanny Manella, Paul Maya, Daniel Thorison, Graham Rowett, Sean Francis, Casey Wayland, and Russ D. Moore. This production is copyrighted 2019 by Fool and Scholar Productions, and Liberty is a trademark of Travis Vengroff. Thank you for listening. Hope that the Archon watches over you.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.